And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Well, it's time in the afterglow. Now, even if you aren't a person who takes your work home with you, you may find it difficult to decompress. Scurrying thoughts of work and details and conversations may follow you home and haunt you for hours after your workday ends, the ghosts of the workday. Perhaps you're like a spool of thread wound so tight that no one can penetrate to get to the core of your heart. Well, it's time to unravel that spool of thread from the clutches of work-related stress. So stay with me. I'm Father John, and it will be worth your while as we transition from the thoughts, the cares, responsibilities, and worries of the day to some relaxed feelings of the evening. And it's Tuesday, the beginning of the fourth week of Easter, the 23rd of April. So, may you still feel the excitement and the joy of Easter permeate every fiber of your existence, helping you realize that in every challenge there lies the hope of new life, resurrection life. It's coming. So we unwind and chill out with music and messages that relax the overtaxed and inspire with a higher love. This is where faith meets life, as we rotate that spool of thread and begin unwinding your tiresome list of worries, freeing you from their grip on your life, right here in the afterglow. You're in the afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and we're getting life back into balance. Glad you're here on this April Tuesday, so we can set life straight with a bit of music and inspiration to help engage the best possible side of life in the afterglow. Now, today we celebrate the birth and the death of a man known as the Bard of Avon, England's national poet, and who is considered the greatest dramatist of all time. Although the plays of William Shakespeare may be the most widely read works in the English language, little is known for certain about the playwright himself. Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon on April 23, 1564. Around the age of 21, Shakespeare set off for London to become an actor, and by 1592 was well established in London's theatrical world as both a performer and a playwright. His earliest plays, including The Taming of the Shrew, were written in the early 1590s. Later in the decade, he wrote tragedies such as Romeo and Juliet, and comedies including The Merchant of Venice. His greatest tragedies were written after 1600, including Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth. He became a member of the popular theater group, the Lord Chamberlain's Men, who later became the King's Men. The group built and operated the famous Globe Theater in 1599. Shakespeare ultimately became a major shareholder in the troupe and earned enough money to buy a large house in Stratford in 1597. He retired to Stratford in 1610, where he wrote his last plays, including The Tempest and The Winter's Tale. Meanwhile, he had written more than 100 sonnets, which were published in 1609. Although pirated versions of Titus Andronicus, Romeo and Juliet, and some other plays were published during Shakespeare's lifetime, no definitive collection of his works was published until after his death in 1616. 7 years later, two members of Shakespeare's troupe collected the plays and printed what is now called the First Folio. and we have been reading, performing, quoting, and praising his work ever since. William Shakespeare, born 460 years ago and died 408 years ago today. Now, she might not have been classically trained, but she sure sang and danced her way into America's hearts, and by the time she was 10, she was having one of the most successful careers in Hollywood. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Shirley Temple. Today, she would have celebrated her 96th birthday. Shirley Temple was easily the most popular and famous child star of all time. She got her start in the movies at the age of 3 and soon progressed to superstardom. Shirley could do it all, act, sing, and dance, and all at the age of 5. Fans loved her as she was bright, bouncy, and cheerful in her films, and they ultimately brought millions of dollars worth of products that had her likeness on them. Dolls, phonograph records, mugs, hats, dresses, whatever it was, if it had her picture on there, they bought it. Shirley was box office champion for the consecutive years 1935, 36, 37, 38, beating out such great grown-up stars as Clark Gable, Bing Crosby, Robert Taylor, Gary Cooper, and Joan Crawford. By 1939, her popularity declined. Although she starred in some very good movies like Since You Went Away and The Bachelor and The Bobby Soxer, her career was nearing its end. Later, she served as an ambassador to Ghana and Czechoslovakia. In addition to having a drink named in her honor, non-alcoholic mixed drink, usually made with ginger ale and orange juice, or a variation thereof, it was once suggested that she had more than 50 golden curls on her head. A living doll, she passed away in 2014 from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. But this evening, we remember the singing, the dancing, and the acting talents of the little girl that stole so many hearts back in the 30s and 40s, Shirley Temple.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and trains. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's food cake. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop.
You're awake. good ship lollipop.
Yes, that's right. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. We are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. That was Shirley Temple with her signature song on the good ship Lollipop. Shirley Temple sang this in the movie Bright Eyes, for which she was honored with a special pint-size Academy Award for her contributions on 9 feature films and 2 shorts in 1934. Well, here's where we take some time to regain the spirit of optimism and confront the bittersweet of life with faith and hope. Don't despair on me, because we know and we live by the principle of life that says there is always a way to make victory out of adversity, so long as you keep focused on answers and solutions. So we now journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. To be successful in achieving your goals and creating your desired lifestyle, you will have to get good at saying no to all of the people and distractions that would otherwise devour you. Successful people know how to say no without feeling guilty. If you are going to increase your results, you are going to have to eliminate those tasks, requests, and other time stealers that don't have a high payoff. You will have to structure your work so that you are focusing your time, effort, energies, and resources only on projects, opportunities, and people that give you a huge reward for your efforts. You're going to have to create strong boundaries about what you will and won't do. Start by creating a stop doing list. Now, most of us are busy but undisciplined, huh? We are active but not focused. We are moving but not always in the right direction. So by creating a stop doing list as well as a to-do list, you bring more discipline and focus into your life. Start by creating a stop doing list as soon as possible. Then make the things on your list policies. People respond to policies. They understand the policy as a boundary. They will respect you more for being clear about what you won't do. For example, some of your don't do policies on a personal level might be, I never lend my car to anyone for any reason. Or, I don't lend money, I'm not a bank. Or, here's another one. We don't schedule outside social events on Friday night, that is our family night. Or, I don't discuss charitable contributions over the phone. Send me something in writing and I'll consider it. Now, on a business level, some of your don't do policies might be, I don't accept personal phone calls during the business day unless it's an emergency. Or, I don't lend my class notes to other people unless there's a good excuse why they missed class. I don't schedule more than 4 interviews in 1 week. As a priest, I no longer accept invitations to officiate at a marriage ceremony unless I know the couple. I just don't have the free time. Or, how about this one? I don't do individual long-term counseling. Or, I don't take any calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Those are my writing days. You see, sometimes you have to take a drastic approach to regaining control of your life, your time. You don't have to let yourself be terrorized by other people's expectations of you. That's where faith meets life.
I had a dream last night. I dreamt that I was swimming in the stars up above. Directionless and drifting, and somewhere in the dark were the sirens and the thunder, and around me as I swam the drifters who'd gone under. Time, love, time, love, time, love, time, love, time, love, time, love. It's only a change of time. I had a dream last night. Rusting far below me, battered hulls and broken hardships, Leviathan and lonely, I was thirsty, so I drank. And though it was salt water, there was something about the way it tasted so familiar. It's only a change of time.
Well, that was Josh Richter with a song called Change of Time. Never mind Change of Time. I'd just like time to slow down a bit and give me time to breathe. How about you? Doesn't it seem like time is moving faster and faster? No, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, time isn't moving faster. You're just getting older and older. Well, that's okay. As long as you take the time to savor each moment of time, at whatever age you're at, appreciate the time at hand, the time you've been given. And we've been given this time to be together. And we do it best together in the Afterglow each weekday evening on WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. Happy St. George's Day. Now, St. George's Day is England's national day and is celebrated on April 23rd each year. The day remembers St. George, England's patron saint. A Christian martyr, St. George represents traditional English chivalry and bravery. Even though he wasn't English and probably never set foot in this green and pleasant land, his emblem is a red cross on a white background, which is England's flag and forms part of the Union flag, the flag of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Legend has it that St. George slayed a dragon and saved a princess when he was a soldier in the Roman army. What a guy. In 1415, St. George's Day was declared a national feast day and holiday in England. St. George was apparently born in Cappadocia, the area now known as Turkey, around the year 280. As a soldier, he quickly rose through the ranks of the Roman army. However, he protested against the pagan emperor's persecution of Christians and was later imprisoned, tortured, dragged through the streets and beheaded in Palestine on April 23, 303. He stayed loyal to his faith until the very end, and apparently the emperor's wife was so inspired by his bravery that she too became a Christian and was also executed. St. George is also celebrated in Portugal, Lithuania, Romania, Germany, Greece, Istanbul, and Ethiopia, but this evening we remember him as England's patron saint on the anniversary of his death. And, by the way, on this day, back in 2005, the internet changed forever as the first video was posted onto the popular website YouTube. Well, it was only 18 seconds long and featured YouTube co-founder Jawed Karim at the San Diego Zoo. YouTube was started by three former PayPal employees as a social media site for everyday people to upload videos and share their lives with others. Nobody could have guessed just how big YouTube would become. It's now even a legitimate career for some of the most popular creators. To give you an idea just how powerful YouTube is, here's some trivia. The most viewed video of all time currently is the viral Baby Shark Dance video, the go-to choice for kids, which has amassed nearly 14 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, views. The channel with the most views is T-Series, an Indian record label known for Hindi film music with nearly 250 billion views. And the highest earning YouTuber is James Donaldson, known as Mr. Beast, whose videos focus on philanthropy and big giveaways. His net worth is a whopping $500 million. Wow. While most people who become part of the YouTube world likely won't become millionaires, it's nevertheless a great place to share your passions and interests. So tonight, we celebrate the day it all began with the creation of the first ever YouTube video 19 years ago.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you've blessed me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Far in a peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day, you give me purpose. In every way.
Wrong, but I feel this, so let me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
That was Purpose by Justin Bieber, who is the highest subscribed solo artist on YouTube and coincidentally began his musical journey on the platform itself. Justin Bieber gained fame at a young age and notoriously struggled with emotional and behavioral issues, but that all came to an end when he turned himself over to Christ, which he presents in this song, Purpose. Well, we're in the afterglow, where putting stress to rest is what we're all about. Not only because April is Stress Awareness Month, but because stress is a killer. And I want you to stay around as long as you can. And what helps diminish the stress and promote good health is laughter. Right. Now, I'm no comedian, but because April is also known as Holy Humor Month, I'll see what I can do to share a smile with you. Perhaps even to the point of laughter. Laugh out loud. It'll keep you healthy. Now, here are 10 jokes, plus one, to give you a chuckle or two. I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it. You can laugh. I used to have a handle on life, but it broke. There you go. Don't take life too seriously. No one gets out alive. How true. I'm not a complete idiot. Some parts are missing. Out of my mind, back in 5 minutes. We hope. God must love stupid people. He made so many. Ever stop to think and forget to start again? I can apply that to several people I know. Wrinkled was not one of the things that I wanted to be when I grew up. Or how about this one? A hangover is the wrath of grapes. He who dies with the most toys is nonetheless dead. Yes. And here's number 11, just for good luck. Joan divorced her husband over religious differences. He thought he was God, and she didn't. Just something to smile about, I hope.
Happiness always comes around to bless happy-hearted ones, I guess it's true. Get your share, there's a lot of joy to spare. Any heart that's free from care will do. Don't mind the raindrops. Wait till the rain stops. You'll find the sun laughing at life. No road is lonely if you will only smile through the tears, laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today, laugh all your sorrow away, start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues. who's laughing at life. So live for tomorrow, be happy today, laugh all your sorrow away, start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues, laughing at life.
Well, that was Tony Bennett with Laughing at Life, a great song to celebrate Holy Humor Month. I'm Father John, and you'll always find a reason to smile and laugh when you slow down long enough to savor life to its fullest. Well, we're in the afterglow, and I appreciate your company tonight. It's been another one of those very busy days to unwind and unravel the stress with good music, interesting reflections, and prayer. That's a good idea. Now, don't forget to love the inner you and keep moving ahead, because you can't stand still and improve at the same time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, our email address is afterglow@wjmj.org. afterglow@wjmj.org. I'm always interested in what you're thinking and what you're talking about, so let me in on the conversation. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. You have a God who hears you, the power of love behind you, the Holy Spirit within you, and all of heaven ahead of you. If you have the shepherd, you have grace for every weakness, direction for every turn, and a candle for every corner, an anchor for every storm. You have everything you really need.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. There is an old saying which runs, "There's none so deaf as those who won't hear." That sums up the gospel reading for today. Some people of the time were keen for Jesus to state openly and clearly who he was, not for genuine reasons, but to discredit him because they were jealous of his popularity. His reply went something like this: "I've told you who I am, but you won't believe me because you're not interested in hearing the truth." No wonder they fetched stones to throw at him. They knew he had seen through them. Jesus goes on to describe those who are open to the truth as like sheep who know the shepherd's voice and who will never be lost or stolen away. Now, in the time of Jesus, shepherds stayed with their flocks by night and day. That was how their knowledge of the sheep grew. It follows that if our relationship with God is to develop, we need to make time for it.
We must take care that when we come into his company, we are ourselves and do not put on masks or disguises. As we struggle to become better people, let us think of any masks we wear which stop us from asking God for what we really need. Does the mask of pride stop us telling him how incompetent or ugly, small or insecure we feel among those we live and work with? Perhaps it stops us from admitting our part in arguments and those bitter skirmishes and asking forgiveness. Does it stop us from acknowledging how much we need him as we go about our daily work and duties? As we encounter his presence today in the people we meet, let us lay aside every pretense, every mask, so that we may recognize the voice of the one true shepherd as it calls us to follow him.
Come, be my light, be my voice to the nations, be my hands, be my heart for the world. Would you go where I go, where I lead? Will you follow? Would you leave everything for my sake? Disciple you would be. Leave the past behind, seek and you will find all you're called to be. If anyone would come and follow me, know the truth will make you free. Give and you receive, trust me and believe. Come and follow. anyone would come and follow me. My disciple you would be. Leave the past behind, seek and you will find all you're called to be. If anyone would come and follow me, know the truth will make you free. Give and you receive, trust me and be. Come and follow me. Give and you receive. Trust me and believe. Come and follow me. Give and you receive. Trust me and believe. Come and follow me.
And now on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of April, on the memorial of St. Adalbert, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear Lord, thank you for your comfort in my life. I draw near to you and seek your comfort this evening. Thank you that your love and comfort is so great that it surrounds me completely, and there is no part of my life that is beyond the reach of your loving care and healing touch. I ask that you would reach down and touch me with your healing power and take away any pain I feel, both physically and emotionally. Free me from misery and discomfort and enable me to live a productive life so I can do great things for your glory. I pray that you would help me to be a person of integrity, one who is honest and upright. Help me to be sound and complete. Make me whole so that my wholeness will keep my integrity from ever being compromised. Let my integrity guide me so that I am always able to make the right decision at the right time.
Love arrives when kind words are spoken. Kindness is the doorway to the heart. The way we speak can keep our love unbroken. The way we speak can demand that love depart. So when harsh tones find a welcome in my heart, in my home, in my head, when I throw stones in place of arms around you, I will pray to God to speak for me instead. Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. To the moments of my life.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Reprove me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I languish. Lord, heal me. My bones are shaking, and my soul is greatly shaken.
But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your gracious love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. Who can give you praise from Sheol?
I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my bed with tears. I bedew my couch with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief. They have grown weak, surrounded by all my foes.
Leave me, all who do evil, for the Lord heeds the sounds of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will receive my prayer. All my foes will be ashamed and greatly shaken, suddenly put to shame.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin
was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and have testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. I give you eternal life, and you shall never perish.
Behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy is your name. My soul exalts you. Behold, my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I give you eternal life, and you shall never perish. Creating God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. In trust, we pray.
God of salvation, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in leadership positions in government, in trust, we pray.
God of salvation, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer mental illness, and for their families and caregivers, in trust, we pray.
God of salvation, hear our prayer.
For those who mourn separation from their homeland or the death of a loved one, in trust, we pray.
God of salvation, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us, receive our prayer, and grant us peace in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
Some say hate is all about our anger. Others say it's all about control. I, for one, am guilty of both charges. It happens when I don't take time alone. So when I can't find
in the quiet, when still is the place that I can be. I will pray for just a little silence, and for the tender words of God to be in me, speaking to the moments of up my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speak into the moments of my life.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Speak into the moments of my day. Of my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speak into the moments of my life. Your words give me light so that I can find my way.
May Almighty God keep you from all harm throughout this night and bless you with every good gift. May He set His word in your heart and fill you with lasting joy. May he strengthen your faith with proofs of his love so that you will persevere in good works. May you walk in his ways, always knowing what is right and good until you enter your heavenly inheritance. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.